Blog Talk Radio.
Indie artists, welcome to another edition of Indie Playground, where recess is always in session. What's up? I am your delightful delight, your girl Vixen, where every week we bring you the best in indie music, okay? We could be networking by the Jungle Gym. I'll probably be interviewing somebody by the Monkey Bars. So, if you want to get your music heard on the best station, all you got to do is email me, okay, at ipgradio@mail.com. That's right, ipgradio@mail.com. The person, the station that brings you the best in indie music, I am Vixen, and we are Indie Playground.
How you doing? I am your delightful, delightful girl, Vixen, and welcome to another edition of Indie Playground, where recess is always in session. We took a little hiatus due to, I'd say, medical issues of mine, but plus the holidays, so we're starting to go away, as well as you, bringing nothing but the great and indie music, okay? And the best conversation, the best topics, the best artists, indie artists. Recess is always in session here. Guys, for more information about Indie Playground, all you got to do is visit us on our Facebook page, okay? Go to your Facebook search engine, type in Indie Playground, and there you go. Also, you can email me your indie music, your bio, your contact information, things of that nature, at ipgradio@mail.com. I got a co-host with me tonight. So, each from time to time, I'm bringing a co-host. Or we could talk about interesting topics. I want to say what's up to Derwin. How you doing, baby cakes?
How you doing, beautiful? It is a pleasure to be on the show with you this evening.
Oh, trying to be all sexy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my love. It is a pleasure to be on the show, to be your co-host this evening.
And you know what? And I appreciate that. We're going to let you guys know a little bit about Derwin. I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about himself coming up, but we got a couple songs to play. Is that all right with you, Mr. Derwin?
That's fine with me, Vixen. That is a pleasure. I love that.
And I appreciate that. Also, you can Twitter with me, Twitter, whatever word you want to do it, at Voluptuous Vixen on Twitter. Also, peep up in the chat room. My girl really appreciate it. Also, you can interact with me here on the website at Blog Talk, of course, and on any platforms that we're under. But right now, we can get the music started. I love indie music, and the show is called Indie Playground for a reason. Here's a Mobile artist from my hometown, Mobile, Alabama, and his name is Cluedo, and the name of the song is called Turned Up. Here on your favorite station of mine for indie music, we are Indie Playground.
Then I'm acting up. Your best option is backing up. Fight hits it all in your back and stuff. I'm throwed off that hand and cold. The way you bounce it, gon' get the toe. You the type to try to throw rocks, running hot your hands and ready to go. Get your phone. Hating on me, just because you broke. I'm laughing at you because you a joke. Scrapped up, but you don't know.
The way you flex it, gon' get you blown.
The way you flex it, gon' get you blown. I pull up and let up the door. Stunning here with your nigga close.
Hit the bathroom and play with you know.
Dumb gone and stupid moan. I'm iced up, my diamond froze. I'm a frog.
Don't hate on me, cause he's a
fool.
Turned up.
Smith and he on the ground. My uncle and them used to move pounds.
What goes up must come down.
Tape turning my time around. We turned up on my side of town. Hanging out the window when we ride around. Just like Kevin Hart, you can't ride alone. Come don't on. Play with me, I gotta swear with me. It'll get like Jock, it's going down.
Yeah. Me at the mall cause I'm ballin'. Got plenty of women, they stop. Tell them turn up, forget out me. She to the max, she bout me.
We iced up, you can't price us. She keep asking me what it cost me.
Bitch, I'm all the way.
Full of diamonds, nigga be talking the shit and can't walk the shit and already know what time it is.
Everywhere I go, I had them chicks, they wanna follow. Mississippi, nigga, here, pasta, even rockin' Hollister.
I got my own swag, I ain't dressing like you other niggas. Yeah, you might be clean, but you look just like another nigga. Because of my success, people say I'm acting funny. If they say you change, when you start getting money.
What's up? This your guy's Bad Habits, and you're now listening to Vixen on the GRM Radio Network.
That's so ratchet. Let's go take some shots. That's so ratchet. Let's go take some shots.
She a little ratchet. Yeah. But I'm still gonna smash it. Long hair, green eyes, damn, she a bad bitch. Yeah. So long breathing, hard ass Maddox. Been a baller, no ski-lo. Knocked out, Debo. All about my green, C-lo. Give a fuck about a hoe. D-Lo. Taking rounds of crown, driving around town, stock town, smoking loud, going down, making sounds. She gave me everything, called her 7 pounds, going wild for hours, made a throw in the towel. I'm taking your spot, Kaepernick. She at the candy shop, looking for the matchstick. I go deep, real deep, Titanic. Whipped it out, she saw it and panicked. Got Gucci on my feet, nothing cheap. At the swap me to get a weave, goatee, bare feet, put her to sleep like she was counting sheep. I brought a girl cause she wants something to eat. One. Let me see you take it to the flow. Two, let me see you bring it up slow. Three, how low can that air go? Four, let's get ratchet once more.
That's so ratchet. Let's go take some shots. That's so ratchet. Let's go take some shots.
Riding with three b****s in a two-seater. All these on a rap scene. J's on my feet, cut full of lean. That AK go brat, you don't need a bean. I used to f*** you all night with my chain on. Slap you on your arrow, that's why we slapping two chains on. Why you with them lame names? I'm the same name, that flame names. I bang, bang, ayy. Only one four, I used to knock hoes. When it got slow, I used to rob all the vodka. Man, my pockets on B of A. I ain't never had I spend it all today, no ratchets with me, just dime pieces and bad. You hating, stay on the side with the mad. Rule boy, I cuss a bitch, move out. If she ain't paying when she wearing, gotta move out. She ain't paying when she wearing, gotta move out. She ain't paying when she wearing, gotta move out. She ain't paying when she wearing, gotta move out. Gotta move out.
One, let me see you take it to the flow. Two, let me see you bring it up slow. Three, how low can that air go? Four, let's get ratchet once more.
That's so ratchet. Let's go take some shots. That's so ratchet. ratchet. That's so ratchet. That's so ratchet. Let's go take some shots. That's so ratchet. That's so ratchet. That's so ratchet. Let's go take some shots.
That was Natch Thomas Slim with So Ratchet, one of the Bay Area's best here on Indie Playground. Speaking of the Bay Area, we do a lot of different events in the Bay Area, San Francisco, Oakland, Sacramento, even L.A. We're bringing it out to New Orleans, Mobile, Atlanta. So make sure you be on the lookout for an announcement of our next event here on Indie Playground. I am your delightful, delightful girl, Vixen, and with my co-host, Dolan. How you doing, Bobo?
How you doing, baby?
I am fantastic. Guys, we are talking about one of my favorite sports. No, first of all, I'm sorry, it's backtrack. People are used to me, but you are a newbie here on Indie Playground. And
right.
Derwin, tell a little bit of people a little bit about you, baby boo.
Sure. Well, first, Vixen, I just want to thank you for allowing me to be your co-host on the show this evening. A little bit about me, let's see, I'm originally from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I'm a 99 graduate of the University of South Alabama, and I also want to send a big shout-out to the also DevNet brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Incorporated, Blue Phi.
Ooh, all right. So is Sigma. I love Sigmas, but I'm not going to say nothing. Let's talk about Alabama, okay? Guys, college football, okay? Me and my co-hosts are from the fabulous, the wonderful, the awesomest, the greatest state for football, period, Alabama. Okay?
That's right.
And college football.
That's right.
You know good and well, I am some kind of professional team, okay?
That's right. But hey, our teams are just like the NFL, you know. They're just as big as the NFL, and we produce potential NFL players that come from the great state of Alabama. You know how we roll.
Exactly.
Give a shout out to my favorite team that I love the most here, Crimson Tide, Alabama Crimson Tide, as we say, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, roll, baby boo.
Roll Tide, baby.
But like, we are always been a powerhouse. Call us biased. I am biased. Yes, I am to Alabama. Okay.
That's
what we do. So I want people. What is your take? Let's say on the whole Alabama program. Let's start out with the program first.
Okay, well, to jump right into it here, Nick Saban is doing an excellent job at Alabama. I mean, he has spoiled the state, and we love him for it, you know. The process, I mean, what we call him the process. Because he strategically planned, and he watches, and he steps in, and he turns dreams into reality with his team. I mean, he has lifted us up, and he brought titles upon titles to Tuscaloosa. We don't even call it Tuscaloosa anymore. We call it a title town because he has graced us with so many championships. And this year, of course, he's going to give us another one. I can feel it in my bones. But to get right into the actual process of how he does things, I mean, he seeks perfection, and his staff listens to him. I mean, of course, the players love him. Because he said, if you play for me, I will give you a career. I mean, I'll show you how to run harder, how to upset the opposition by different plays and so forth. So I would say he has a finely tuned machine here at Alabama.
Okay. One thing I do like about Nick Saban, besides football, of course, one thing that he do take care of is his players. Like he said, he want to teach him how to be a great football player, of course. but also become help them become a better person, a better man. So that's one thing. I do remember him doing an interview a while ago and said, you know, yes, football is fine and dandy, but I want you to graduate, and I want to help you become a better person as well as a better football player. And that's one thing I do like about him. He do volunteer his time with his different organizations, his different philanthropy. So I really, and also he helped the football players help does that as well. Because it's life, one thing I do like about him is also life on the football field, but it's definitely life off the football field. Because, you know, some of those players is not going to make it to the NFL. Some of them are. So that's one thing I do like about Nick, Mr. Saban, Coach Saban, is that he look at a player as an all-around person, not just a football player. So that's one thing I do like about him.
To piggyback, Ms. Vixen, off what you were saying, also he's a great inspiration to all of the players. I mean, it's almost like he's like a father figure to them, always motivating, and hey, I believe in you. I know that he believes in pushing the players to the limit, not only on the field, but also in terms of academics and, like you were saying, as a better person as a whole. So I commend him for that because, hey, the team loves him, the town loves him, the state loves him.
And even the country loves him. Even though we got a few a few AKA haters around there, I'm tired of Alabama always wins. Are they so cocky, blah, 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 blah.
Well, you know what I say about the haters and everything, because, hey, the haters, they play their part, too. The only thing they're doing is they're continuing to lift him up even higher so even more and more of the world can see him. So the haters, they can keep on hating because the only thing they're doing is elevating him to the next plateau. You know, hey, I grew up in Tuscaloosa. I love T-Town. Been there since Bear Bryant was there. This man has been a playmaker, and he has brought a lot of dreams to reality there in Tuscaloosa, the city that I love, that I grew up in. And, hey, I just say, hey, roll tide, and hey, let's keep rolling.
Exactly. And we're going to play another song, and we're going to talk about the college championships and the coaching changes and things of that nature coming up. All right, Darwin?
Sounds good.
All right. Here's another song from another local player here in Alabama, working in the kitchen here on Indy Playground.
Area 57.
Y'all get money. We get money over here. Yeah. Work in the kitchen. Work in the kitchen. Nothing moving but that money. All about my business. 20 birds on the counter. Watch them disappear. Clientele in the front. And the feds in the rear. I got work in the kitchen. Work in the kitchen. Nothing moving but that money. All about my business. 20 birds on the counter, watch them disappear. Clientele in the front, and the feds in the rear. Got me bent, thinking what? I don't get it in. White bricks, hood rich, I just heard that new 10. In the kitchen with that work, three scales and a chopper. Oh, my mommy better be straight, I'm gon' eat him like a whopper. Never trust a damn soul, I'm gon' live and die by that. If it walk out with it, then he better not bring it back. So much money in his home, I can start my own bank. I just bought a brand new rose, and it cost 300 francs. On some Scarface type of shit. World is mine, I'm filthy rich. Got more money than you and your clique. Half on the bang and no lick. That's your bra, you can keep that hoe. Head game fire, one of them more. Money on my mind, that's all I know. Work in the kitchen, gotta get it out the door. I got work in the kitchen. Work in the kitchen. Nothing moving but that money, all about my business. 20 birds on the counter, watch them disappear. Clientele in the front, and the feds in the rear. I got work in the kitchen, work in the kitchen. Nothing moving but that money, all about my business. 20 birds on the counter, watch them disappear. Clientele in the front, and the feds in the rear.
I got that work in the kitchen. I got your bitch, she with me.
I got a chick trying to take but the stiff to your grill like I work at the dentist. He say that he did, but I know that he did move that work, but it's none of my business. Try to play me, then I'm letting out that 40. I give a fuck about no witness. Coming by the street light. I'm on the, we gon' eat right. On the corner, call me Iron Mike. I be slinging blow like a street fight. Got to work in the kitchen, moving them chickens, plugging them feathers. I clocking my jealous. Work in that kitchen, serving them pigeons. When I ain't pimping, I'm working that kitchen. Chasing that chick, I'm just stepping. Know a lot of dealers in a couple of minutes. Do it big, homie, I'm from Texas. Be successful, homie, I was gifted. Bang, bang, young mom, boss, you can call me Polly, I'll get you whacked. Stress that work in the parish pot, watch the water break right before I scratch.
Work in the kitchen, work in the kitchen. Nothing moving but that money, all about my business. 20 birds on the counter, watch them disappear. Fly tail in the front, and the feds in the rear. I got work in the kitchen, work in the kitchen. Nothing moving but that money, all about my business. 20 birds on the counter, watch them disappear. Fly tail in the front, and the feds in the rear. Amigo on the way. My people coming in from Georgia and they need 20 today. 34 for each block. That's a quick half a meal. If it goes just like it should, I might move to Beverly Hills. Never be a sitting duck. That's how you get caught up. More they see, the longer you be. That's some D-boy game for free. I can teach a class on how to be a boss. Play street, so they got money like go. Tiger Woods flavor on the poof with his weight. Do this for real, y'all make it all hype. Claiming you the plug when you really ain't him. I'm gonna put you down there and let like you. Come grab two and I'ma put you down with one. The game been good, bring me 31. Work in the kitchen, work in the kitchen. Nothing moving but that money, all about my business. 20 birds on the counter, watch them disappear. Clientele in the front, and the feds in the rear.
Back here at Indie Playground, I am your delightful life. Everybody's going to take a bite of your girl Vixen here with Mr. Darwin. How you doing? Are you enjoying the show so far?
Oh, I'm loving the show so far, Vixen. I'm loving the sound of your voice. And I'm just enjoying myself to the full every second, every minute. I'm loving it all.
I'll start with your flattery, but you can continue to love me.
Well, it sounds like it's working, my love.
Exactly. But we are talking about Alabama here on Indie Playground. Roll Tide, where recess is always in session. Again, any artist, I love your music. I love getting your music. Like, I have to go through a lot of music, Darwin, and I love it because I love supporting any artist, okay? So, any artist,
yes,
email me at ipgradio@mail.com. Got a lot of stuff coming up for you. Coming up here, and we bring in our GRN Presents Any Radio Show live here in Alabama real soon. I want to show my hometown love, as they always show me love here on Indie Playground. But we're going to show my home state love right now, Alabama. Darwin, what is your intake of the God, just the gorgeous, the number? We just kick butt. That's what we do here at Alabama. What is your intake on when we played Washington for their playoffs this past?
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, we came and did what we were supposed to do. We came, we saw, we conquered, we lived. Of course, Washington, they have an excellent team, but they seem to have come up short when they play against my Tide. And don't get me wrong, they're a good team, and they were not really firing on all cylinders. I think we basically had their number that night. That's why we won the game so far. I mean, there were areas that we can improve on, but hey, that's a different chapter. But all in all, overall, we came out and did what we said we were going to do, and that was to take the game and move on to the finals.
And you know what? When we did that, and we will play in the college championship on January the 9th, and I know I will be watching in full force where we take on Clemson. Now, we took on Clemson last year, so it's going to be a repeat. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think Clemson is going to get revenge on Alabama? I think not. Or you think it's going to be another title for Alabama?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm going to tell you like this. Clemson has a good team, have a great quarterback, but I think, and with all my heart, Vixen, love of my life, that Clemson is going to go down like a Led Zeppelin. I mean, when they step on the field, they're going to be in trouble because the tide is going to roll. Big Al is going to be there, you know, showing out as he always do. You know, and prediction is probably going to be, and I would say win-win, roll tide, because I don't think Clemson has a chance to win this game. Like I was saying earlier, they're going to go down like a Led Zeppelin.
Okay, let me ask you a question now. Thanks for the love earlier. Hint, hint, girl, appreciate it.
Lane Kiffin.
But my thing, okay, this is how I feel about Lane Kiffin.
Okay.
He's all right, coach, you know, mm-hmm. but sometimes a coach is not a good coach, you know, understand what I'm saying? A coach can be good at something, but not at other things. But it's not, let's say he's not an all-around coach, let's say that. And I didn't appreciate, I know coaches get into arguments and different disagreements. I don't like to use the word arguments,
right.
Disagreement. Okay? But what do you think it was the lack of respect that he knew he was leaving, so he really didn't care about it, or you think he shouldn't have got fired?
Well,
for
to be honest
his,
with you.
How he acted at the playoff game.
Well, to be honest with you, if you're not being a part, if you're not a part of the machine to move it forward, then, of course, that part has to be replaced with the newer component. I think Kiffin, he's a good guy. However, he's just not what you call a consistent coach. I mean, there were a few discrepancies here, and in order to be a great leader, you have to be an excellent follower. And I think that, you know, and I wish him the best down at FAU. However, you know, when it comes to being better at your craft, you know, you have to be a great listener. And Coach Saban is not going to lead you down a road of degradation. He's going to say things, and he's going to, you know, say things that's going to make you better, work harder, drive, be smarter, and so forth. But you have to have those two things on the side of your head to hear what he has to say to you and everything. Now, fired, fired is such a harsh word and everything, but I just wish him the best. However, you know, it's almost like the players on the field, the better player will play. Now, I just wish that he would have sharpened his blade a little bit more so that he would be more of an asset to the team. But, of course, you know, some things came around and –
Exactly.
Of course, you know, yeah, we had to let him go.
Okay. Now let me ask you a question. Clemson, Alabama, who you think will win? And
Clemson,
give me your final score.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you like this. Clemson is not going to win the game. It's going to be, and my final score will be 42-3, Bama.
Okay. And mine will be, I'm going to say it's going to be a close game. I would say 30-27, Bama. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the show about to come. This is a short show. I need to make it longer, right? Oh, we have so much to talk about. I need to make it longer.
Oh, yeah.
But I appreciate you stopping by, Darwin.
Oh, anytime, beautiful. Anytime.
Okay.
And
you like it?
I don't like it. I love it. I really love
it.
I just want to thank you again for having me.
Okay. But, guys, you always listen to us on demand, and I really do appreciate it. And also, you guys in the chat room, man, I got questions I didn't even get to. I apologize for that. But we need to do another show. Maybe we'll do another show next week on how Alabama won the championship, right?
That sounds like a winner to me.
That's all I can wear to me. Until next time, you guys do what you love, and I hope you do. Until next time, thank you for listening to In the Playground, okay? But recess is always in session. Bye.